RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the new Kia Ceed SW plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
And back now to Darren Frehill.
Good morning, Mary. Well, welcome to the second of our Leinster Championship draws this morning. We have already had our football draw and the focus now is on hurling. The football, as we know, has been a little bit predictable in years, but that is not the case when it comes to hurling. So looking forward to a very interesting draw. I'm joined in studio by Pat Tehan, Leinster GAA chairman. And by way of explanation, we have two bowls. In bowl one, we have our quarterfinal teams, Antrim, Dublin, Laois and Wexford. And in bowl two, our Leinster finalists from last year, Kilkenny and Galway, who are assured of a place in the semi-finals this time around. Other than that, it's an open draw. So without further ado, let's get these quarterfinal pairings underway. Pat, give them a final swirl for me, please, and take out our first quarterfinalists. This is quarterfinal A. And we have...
Arclea.
Dublin are out first. Maddie Kenny in charge. Really pushed Kilkenny all the way in the Leinster Championship last year. Maybe unlucky to get
Antrim.
Beaten. And they'll play the Joe McDonagh champions there, which is Antrim. A big year for Antrim, back up at senior level. Let's see how they get on. Quarterfinal B.
Loughgorman.
Wexford are out next. They'll be bitterly disappointed with last year and how it went. Wexford in quarterfinal B, and they will play...
Laois.
Laois. We'll be talking to the former Laois manager very shortly, Eddie Brennan. So, they are our quarterfinal pairings. And, Pat, in terms of home and away, are these games going to be in Croke Park or neutral venues, or how is that going to work?
They'll be in neutral venues.
So those games will be in neutral venues. And the semi-finals, which are coming up?
They'll be in neutral venues.
They'll also be neutral venues. Confirm those games against Dublin, against Antrim, Wexford against Laois. Those are the quarterfinals. Let's move on to our second ball now and the semi-final. We're Kilkenny and Galway joint proceedings here. This is an open draw, isn't it, Pat? Anyone can play anyone. So let us get on with it. Who is our first team out, please?
Kilkenny.
Kilkenny are in semi-final A. The defending Leinster champions, they will play...
Quarterfinal B.
The winner of Wexford and Laois. So, semi-final B. We know the lineup here. Let's confirm it.
Quarterfinal A.
That is the winner of Dublin and Antrim. And they will play...
Galway.
Beaten finalists last year, Galway. I'm going to recap on all of that. Pat, thanks for doing the draw with us this morning, both football and hurling, just to confirm those fixtures. In the quarterfinal, Dublin will meet Antrim. The winner will then play Galway in the semi-finals. And in quarterfinal B, it'll be Wexford and Laois. And the winner of that game will play Kilkenny in the second of the semi-finals. Let's get some reaction from Eddie Brennan, Kilkenny legend, former Laois manager. Well, Eddie, what's the feeling there?
Yeah, an interesting one, in fairness, Darren. I suppose, look, by virtue of the setup, it means Kilkenny and Galway are obviously on opposite sides, but I think they're two good preliminary games. Look, there's obviously going to be, I think, favourites in both. You know, obviously the guys that have been there and Laois and Antrim obviously have big tasks, but tasks that they will embrace anyway. And look, it throws up then, I suppose, the mouthwatering one of Davy Fitz v Brian Cody potentially again, or Cheddar Plunkett obviously. So it's quite interesting. You know, you'd say Matty Kenny then possibly going up against his old his former county, or his county of origin.
Yes, I know we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but you know, you would expect Wexford and Kilkenny to meet, wouldn't you?
You would expect that, yeah. Look, perhaps we don't know. Look, again, with venues, what way that's going to work out. But at the same time, I think it's the kind of match and the challenge that the Laois boys will embrace and they will look forward to. And it's certainly one, you know, if you're Davy Fitz, you're saying, look, this is going to be a good edge, a good match to start you off. You know, he will fully expect to get over that. They will, you know, want to obviously get a crack at Kilkenny.
And they have a point to prove, don't they, Eddie?
They do. I think Wexford had a very, very disappointing year last year. You know, I suppose, look, like anything, I think the way it played out for Davy, unfortunately, with the way the club was, he wasn't able to get the guys together, is what he said afterwards. But you know, even still, I think he will want to definitely rectify that. And I think by virtue of the fact that he has stayed on for one more year, I think he's really, really targeting a big year this year. And you'd imagine he should get some kind of a rise out of him.
I mentioned earlier about, you know, more competitive than the football, Leinster Football Championship. Really hard to pick a winner here, isn't it? If I was to push on it, who would you go for?
It's very hard to know who it is, but look, I think Kilkenny came with a very strong finish in the Leinster final last year and took it off Galway. I would imagine Galway will be, you know, really, really hungry and chomping at the bit. So if you put the gun to my head, I know who I want to win the Leinster Championship without my own county, but I have a funny feeling it could be Galway this year.
Okay, time will tell. Eddie, great talking to you as always. Thanks for joining us here on Morning Ireland this morning. Looking forward to those matches already. Going to be just a couple of weeks, months away, and looking forward to getting back to the live action. Just in other sport briefly, let's talk about the European Super League, dominating the sports headlines right around the world. Liverpool in action last night. They are one of the Super 12, let's call them, and their manager Jurgen Klopp spoke after the 1-1 draw last night with Leeds, spoke before and after the match, incidentally, and was passionate on both occasions. And he really is not a big fan of this breakaway Super League.
It's a tough one. People are not happy with that. I can understand that. But I cannot a lot more say about it, to be honest, because we were not involved in any processes, not the players, not me. We didn't know about it. I have obviously no issues with the Champions League. I like the competitive factor of football as well. So I like the fact that West Ham might play Champions League next year. No problem. I don't want them to be honest, because we want to do that. But I like that they have the chance and all these kind of things. So the most important parts of football are the supporters and the team.
Yes, Jurgen Klopp there. It is a big week ahead for the sport of soccer. Finally, just a plug for some coverage on the RTÉ Player all this week. Beginning today, the Irish National Swimming Finals are taking place at the Aquatic Centre, and a big opportunity for a number of our prominent swimmers to get the times to qualify for the Olympic Games. That's all your sport for now.